my dad's worked in a lot of hospitals over the years. He's a lot of friends that are all kinds of doctors. And he has this friend. The doctor's name is Spencer Porter, okay? Which is like a normal name, you know, Dr. Spencer Porter. Dr. Right. Porter, that's his name. And he's a baby delivery guy. So this woman had come to him and she was in a really bad place. She was really sick and she didn't think she was going to be able to deliver. And the baby was like a high risk pregnancy. And she just, it was really awful. And he's like, you know what? Go home, rest. She had to do one of those things where like she lays in bed and she was having these weird pains. And she called him up and he said, I'll be there in 10 minutes because he realized that she was about to deliver. The baby had some complications. So he had to help her. She was delivering at the house. Like she didn't have time to get to the hospital. So he went to her and he delivered the baby. He brought like a mini team with him. He delivered the baby. The baby lived, was fine, was healthy. And the woman was like, you know what, doctor, I'm going to name my baby after you. I'm going to name him Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor was like, oh, that's so nice. Wow, my God, awesome. And then the doctor realized their last name was Stenster. So the baby's name is Spencer Stenser.
That's a cool name.
It is?
That's a good name. That's a name you don't forget.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like if you go and apply for a job, what's your name? Spencer Stenser. Hey.
You remember that name.
I like it. You should be in radio.
So, no, I used to be against stupid, weird names, but now, you know, you stand out.
Well, as somebody named Cooper.
Right. So you don't have to call up and say, hey, it's Cooper. I'm so-and-so. I do so-and-so. They just know you by name. You know, there's many Coopers that call you.
That's true, especially a female. Like if I called and said, hi, it's Debbie. Debbie who? And then I have to explain who I am and how they know me. If I say Cooper, they know. It's true. I mean, I have had the benefit of that. But on the other hand, I have a name that rhymes with poop.
Right, but there's not many Coopers that call you on the phone and you know exactly what that Cooper does. It's like my old boss, he had a name. His name was Wiley Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So he's named after a cartoon.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So when he calls you up, he doesn't have to say it's Wiley Fox from blah, blah, blah. You just know it's Wiley Fox.
Like Wiley has called you. You know exactly who Wiley is.
You know, because he's got the name of a cartoon character. So
right.
He got beat up his whole life. He's a tough guy, and he has that name. So you remember that name. You remember what he does and who he is. So
that's a good point. Yeah, that's true. Unusual named people like me and Wiley. You grow into it. I'll tell you that. As a kid, it's not good. As a kid, you're treated terribly, and it rhymes. If it rhymes with something or if it's like a cartoon character, You get crap like crazy.
Mm.
But as an adult, you're right. It definitely works towards you. Do you know any kids with really weird names? Really, really weird names. Elizabeth, what's your story about a crazy kid name?
My sister-in-law was a teacher in a large school, and she was helping register the kiddos that were coming in. And the registration paper, they were looking at the name, and they asked the mother, could you please pronounce your daughter's first name? And she said, oh, her name is Urini. And they looked at her and they said, wow, that's unique. Where did you get that name? And she said her daughter was born a preemie and was in the NICU. And one day she walked into the NICU and saw that the nurses had named her baby. And on the bassinet was a placard and it said, save Urini. The baby, so she named the baby Urini, and the baby's name was spelled U-R-I-N-E.
What did you make of that?
My thought is, thank goodness they didn't say save feces.
Come on, is this real?
This is an absolute true story.
If your name is feces, you don't have to explain to somebody on the phone who you are and where you work. Hey, feces online too. I know that guy. Yeah, I've dealt with that guy before. Are you sure you dealt with that guy before? Oh, trust me. That's a name you don't forget. So, feces, a great name. Yo, Vinny.
I have a baby story, if you're interested, super quick. My dad was a physician in South Carolina, and he swears up and down this story is true, but, excuse me, one day he was actually treating a pair of twin babies, and their names were LaMangelo and Arangelo, and he asked the mother well, how in the world did you come up with those two interesting names? And she said, well, those were the dessert choices the day they were born in the hospital, orange Jell-O and lemon Jell-O, and I'm a big fan of Jell-O, so that's what I named them.
Okay, wait a minute. Say those names again?
Orangelo and Lamangelo, yep.
Is that true?
Yeah, I did. Now, you know, my dad swears up and down that that story's true. I never doubted him, but, you know, I mean, that seems a little far-fetched, but funny nonetheless.
See, now do you understand how hard it is to name a kid?
But it's easy if you name it after something you like to eat. Yeah. Like, my kids would be like, hey, pizza!
Right.
Pizza, so, can you come in here?
But if you see pizza Lawrence on a application, you're going to call them, at least for them to come in and meet you.
I got to meet somebody named Pizza Lawrence.
Right. So, you know, it's really, it's hard to name kids.